Could you talk about your overall algorithm for the management of patients with metastatic non-small cell?
When I have a non-squamous patient, molecular testing includes not just EGFR, ALK, and ROS1. I also test them for BRAF because there is an approved therapy. So for non-squamous patients, my initial testing panel includes at least those four genetic abnormalities for which there are FDA-approved treatment options.
Could I just throw in MET exon 14? Because we're seeing more investigators talk about using targeted therapy up front there. What about that?
That is another group where we have a promising ability to treat those patients with MET inhibitors. I didn't put that there because it's not an FDA-approved option at this point, but certainly in our institution, we do a wider panel that includes MET, HER2, and other additional abnormalities. But MET exon 14 is clearly a mutation which is seen in about 3 to 4% of the patients with lung cancer. It's higher in sarcomatoid histology if they have the mixed sarcomatoid tumors of the lung. And for those patients, giving a therapeutic trial of a MET inhibitor like crizotinib or cabozantinib, once they've gone through the platinum doublet, would be a reasonable approach.
So technically, the approval, I believe, of checkpoint inhibitors or pembrolizumab first line states specifically that it's ALK and EGFR negative.
Mm-hmm.